Greetings. Welcome to the Northeast Ohio AFSC Weekly Audio Podcast. I'm Greg Coleridge, Director of the Economic and Political Justice Program. As always, we hope this podcast informs you about issues you feel are important, but not hearing elsewhere, updates you about past and upcoming AFSC plans and activities, and inspires you to take action. It is, after all, grassroots social movements made up of well-informed, prepared, and motivated people that create real change. It is Friday, March 27th. On this date, in 1933, Hazel Henderson was born. Henderson is a futurist and economist who has said, quote, all of the intellectual models of the new economy are about cooperation, sharing, and abundance, unquote. Well, I hope Hazel is right. She should know. If true, this is very encouraging, given that the models of the current economy, both in this country and most other nation states, are based on plunder, exploitation, debt, scarcity, and competition. So happy birthday to Hazel Henderson. If you haven't had a chance to read her works, please take advantage of the opportunity and do so. We begin this week with a report, as we do every week, of events we participated in during the last 7 days. Last Saturday, on March 21st, I attended and testified at what was called Democracy Public Hearing that took place in Chagrin Falls at the Village Hall, hosted by the mayor there in Chagrin Falls, Thomas Brick, and council member Janice Evans. It was in response to the initiative that was passed by voters last November that was orchestrated by the Patriots for Change group to promote a move to amend, constitutional amendment, and call on Chagrin Falls Village residents, as they did, to endorse this ballot measure, which they did by 2/3 of a margin. And as part of that initiative, part of that ballot measure was a biennial public hearing that took place this past Saturday that included, very impressively, about 2 dozen people showed up, a number of whom spoke, testified, compelling testimony on a number of different elements of how money in elections and corporate influence affects the residents of Chagrin Falls and the community itself, focusing as they did on elections, on the issues of education, the issues around funding that is being cut back from by the state to the community that is affecting the village in a number of adverse ways. So it was a very good event, one that was able to keep the issue alive and make it such where the community will have an arena in the future to come out, have a voice, and share their views on these important matters. And subsequent to that hearing, there will soon be a letter, maybe it's already been sent out at this point, to their federal elected officials and state officials representing the village, calling on Congress to pass a constitutional amendment to end corporate personhood and money as speech. So that was the 21st, last Saturday. This past Thursday, yesterday, as well as what's coming up today, is a two-day event that AFSC has sponsored, co-sponsored with a couple of other organizations, called Theater of the Oppressed. It is a free training that has focused on examining structural oppression and collectively proposing solutions through the use of theater and participatory theater. Theater that doesn't just inform or entertain, but that involves and encourages spectators to participate, to spectate, if you will, is I think what the Theater of the Oppressed participants have coined that term, to spectate. Very lively gathering. Over 30 people attended the event yesterday, as well as, expected the same number later today. And it's all designed to help people become more familiar with using theater as a different tool, a different means, a different way of expressing both what is wrong in our society, but also what can become right by activating people to use their bodies and use their words and create visionary change and bring that to life. So it's very participatory, a different way, a popular way, if you will, a form of popular education that uses theater to enable and mobilize and envision popular and progressive change to overcome various forms of oppression. So that went on yesterday and is going on today in Fairlawn at the Unitarian Universalist Church. Good event. We hope we, as well as many of the other people who are participating, will go back to their respective communities and apply it in a variety of ways to address a variety of forms of oppression. Well, turning now to events and activities for next week. It is going to be a most busy one. Again, today is the second day of the Theater of the Oppressed free training. Tomorrow, on Saturday, is the 28th. From 10 to 4 is the Move to Amend Ohio Network third annual statewide gathering. That is at the, again, a Unitarian Universalist Church, this time in Columbus at 93 West Weisheimer. It's still not too late to attend if you are interested. If so, please email your RSVP so we know who is coming and how many, so we can plan for appropriate numbers of packets of information and the like. If interested in attending that event, please email ohio@movetoamend.org. That's ohio@movetoamend.org. Or you could call our office, 330-928-2301. The event, again, from 10 to 4, will feature workshops, a presentation from the National Director of Move to Amend on what's going on around the country, both this past year and what's coming up over the next period of time. There will be a very lively business part of the meeting, if you will, where proposals will be considered from affiliates, partner groups, and people from the floor. So if you have some ideas on ways of either internally, structurally, our network could be more effective, or externally in terms of projects or activities, please consider bringing those ideas to that forum. That will be in the afternoon after lunch. A full agenda of the day's activities can be found by going to the Move to Amend Ohio website. That would be movetoamend.org/Ohio. And something like the first or second item under announcements is the one containing the full agenda for the day. So that's coming up tomorrow, the 28th, a full day in Columbus. Join us. Feel free to, and in fact, if interested and would like to carpool, give us a call. If it's not too late, we can hook you up, hopefully, with others who will be coming from near anyway where you live. There are people coming from Summit County, from Cuyahoga, from Geauga, a couple of other places. So please do give us a call. Again, 330-928-2301 if interested. Well, Monday, that would be the 30th, in Kent, is a meeting of individuals to consider launching a Move to Amend petition drive for 2015. There will be completed petitions ready to go. We'll have an orientation session, a strategy session, and hopefully an inspirational session to get people out, encouraging them to gather signatures beginning immediately. since the duration of the time for qualifying to get something on the ballot this November is around, give or take a couple of days, the 4th of July. That meeting this Monday, the 30th, is at 7 p.m., and it will take place, guess where? You guessed it, a Unitarian Universalist church. The one in Kent is at 228 Gougler Avenue. Those UUers are about the most active congregation in support of Move to Amend to End Corporate Personhood and Money as Speech as any denomination, any religion, anywhere in the country. So kudos to the UUers. They are leading the way and as prophetic as any people of faith on these issues. So join us if you are in Kent or anywhere near Kent to pick up a petition and join that effort. Tuesday, there are actually two events that somewhat overlap, so you can pick or choose or try to do what I'm going to do. I'm not quite sure how it's going to happen, but I've got some ideas of how to do both, and that is a conference call and a meeting. The conference call on Tuesday, that would be March 31st, is from 7 to 8 p.m., and it is, we've restarted up this year, what we call our AFSC conference call conversations. This month, in March, we barely got it, the last day of the month, so it does qualify as our March call. It will be focused, the topic on Ohio's private/corporate charter schools. Are they good for education? The presenter will be Lois Romanoff, and you will have an opportunity to hear 15 or 20 minutes or so from Lois about the topic of charter schools, particularly the corporate / private ones, and then call in and ask your questions or make a comment. Lois is a retired school psychologist from both public and private schools and has been over the last couple of years a very close follower of the corporate charter school movement. She's a human rights activist and is on our board of the Northeast Ohio American Friends Service Committee. She'll describe the charter schools, their impact on public schools, the differences between for and not-for-profit charters. They are not all the same. Some are certainly much better than others. Their quality in providing education and the significant political influence in Ohio of corporate charter schools, as well as the proposal that you may know about and have read about because it's received a little bit of the media coverage of Governor Kasich to increase funding to charters and in particular what those terms are. So again, call in. Feel free to. Here is the number. It's also on our website. You can go there, afsc.org/Akron, or go to our Facebook page, scroll down, and you will find the notice of the conference call. But here is the call-in number. It is open to all, so feel free to join us. That number is 857-232-0155. The access code is 744-213. Again, if you want to join us on Tuesday, March 31st from 7 to 8, the conference call number is 857-232-0155, with the access code being 744-213. Well, that same night, almost at the same time, there will be a physical meeting. This is not a conference call, but a physical meeting in Cleveland of those who are planning a what's being called What the Bleep Happened to Hip Hop, a Cleveland event planning meeting for July of this year. What the Bleep Happened to Hip Hop is a national public education campaign that seeks to address the corporatization of music, dance, and other art forms and shine a critical lens on race, class, and gender in contemporary American culture. This is a national joint project of Hip Hop Congress and Move to Amend. Several of these events have taken place, I think about a half dozen around the country already, mostly in the West, but one actually this weekend, the same day, in fact, actually 2 days, one of which overlaps with the move to Amend Ohio gathering in Columbus, there'll be such a what the bleep happened to hip hop gathering in Detroit. And several people from Cleveland are going to it. Those folks will be, upon their return, talking about that meeting. And that's going to be Tuesday, March 31st at 7:30 p.m. at the Cleveland State University Student Lobby. So show up there. Look for either Anita Tobin, who is with Hip Hop Congress, or myself. I will be there on this conference call at least for a half hour until it ends, and then be joining others who are attending that meeting. So the purpose anyway is to come together and plan for a July event that would be one, maybe 2 days. Most of these have been so far anywhere around the country 2 days, the first day being more focused on education of how this genre of music, as well as other art forms and cultural forms, expressions over the past several decades, have been captured, have been corporatized for profit and for, if you will, mental colonization, to get us to think certain possibilities and to forget or to believe that certain other possibilities are just simply not at all an option and not at all realistic. So we need to decolonize our minds, relearn our history, and recapture certain art forms, including hip-hop. So there'll be education about corporatization of society in general. Move to Amend certainly will be brought up, the history of how corporate personhood came to be and money as speech, and issues around music, dance, other art forms, how they've been captured by the corporate crowd. With then an evening performance, cultural performance, with the spoken word and hip-hop performers and rap music. So join us if you are anywhere around Cleveland. That would be Tuesday, March 31st. Arrive at 7:30 at the CSU student lobby. The meeting will begin at 7:30. Finally, upcoming this week, on Wednesday, April 1st, I will be speaking on Move to Amend in Lorain at the United Steelworkers Local 1104 monthly meeting. This is a very large local of steelworkers. Lorain, of course, historically has been, along with parts of Cleveland, sort of the steel belt, part of the steel belt here in Ohio. Of course, the number of people employed in the steel industry is a small fraction of what it once was, but it still is significant, though recently that particular local in Lorain has experienced some layoffs, so I'm sure that will be on top of all their attention. So, you know, I'll be trying to make some of the connections between unilateral actions by the corporate crowd, never intended, inalienable constitutional rights, and what people can do, and how difficult it has been for labor and all people, whether they're affiliated with any organization, be it a workers' organization or others, to try to work for any form of justice and fairness in light of these fixed fundamental constitutional ground rules. So anyway, that will be Wednesday, April 1st, at the U.S. United Steelworkers Local 1104. That's located at 2501 Broadway, and the talk will be at 7 p.m. Well, we normally at this point comment on several current news items or legislation that demands attention, but not this week, since, as we've already stated, we've been occupied in planning and taking part in several events. Again, yesterday, the Theater of the Oppressed training, again, here in just a few minutes, I'm leaving for it. And tomorrow, the third annual Move to Amend Ohio Network that we've been spending a lot of time planning for. So because of that, no commentary on any particular news items, but if you have not heard yet, you may on your own want to pull up an interesting news piece concerning the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, which we've commented on many weeks previously on these podcasts. Apparently WikiLeaks secured some confidential information that more or less reveals what we and many other people all along have been claiming about the TPP, that in fact it is a massive corporate giveaway that will transfer incredible decision-making power away from nation states and into the lap, so to speak, of corporate entities, mainly transnational corporations, to continue to do what they want, when they want, where they want. So these secret negotiation portions of the TPP have been revealed, have been secured, have been released. Look them up on my Facebook page and on, I think, the AFSC Facebook page. I put a link, I think that was yesterday morning, about the particular released TPP negotiations. Check it out. If you have an opportunity, do share that link with others. But other than that, no other commentary for this week. We will resume full slate of items to comment on for next week. Well, that's all for this week. Keep up with our activities. Contact us with questions, concerns, or willingness to help out. Our website is afsc.org/Akron. Facebook page is facebook.com/NEOAFSC. Our program blog is northeastohioafsc.wordpress.com. My blog is createrealdemocracy.wordpress.com. Until next week, onward for justice, peace, and democracy.